is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Bliss on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. No Jong Lee today. It's producer T. Scott. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at producer T. Scott, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here, but I'm guessing people aren't going to be doing a lot of fun stuff this weekend, at least in Houston.
I would guess you're right. They're all going to be dead.
Well, no, because they're all going
to... Everyone's going to die.
No, they're not going to die because they all turn around and don't drown. They listen to us.
Misery.
Yeah, well, that's what all these guys do whenever there's any one of these storms. But this one, I think, and this is one of those weird things about what we do in the media sometimes, it drives me nuts. I think this one's actually a legitimate threat to flood the hell out of us. And there's a lot of people that aren't going to go anywhere because of all the false alarms.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a tropical storm with all this. And remember Bill? I think it didn't even – we didn't get ponding off of Bill.
We got a knock. That's where the knocked over lawn chair meme came from, Bill.
Yeah. So
stupid Bill.
So, yeah, but this one – and it looks like it's mostly going to be rain, which, you know – and you never know how flooding is going to go in those situations. It just depends. It depends on where you are in the city. But it's legitimate enough for any people to be worried about. And I'm certainly concerned about getting home because that might turn into a problem. Because Stephen had a great article on the website. If you want to know exactly where everything stands right now and what it looks like is going to happen, go check it out. But one of the scenarios is where it basically just creeps up the coast and nails us for about 4 days. Appears to be the most popular projection.
Yeah, I'm not feeling great about this one, and I'm supposed to leave Sunday. I'm strongly considering. I should add a strongly to it. Strongly considering moving my flight back to Monday, and just booking a hotel here for an extra night.
Yeah, that's probably. Because Sunday is supposed to be when it's going to be at its worst.
Yeah.
And I actually moved my flight up to tomorrow night. And hopefully we'll get in before all the crap starts. And if not, there's a flight to Austin a couple hours later. I'll take that and drive. But I think mainly everybody just be smart. Once the rains start, then maybe it won't be nearly as bad as they're saying. But there's no reason to get caught out in that stuff. So just don't go anywhere this weekend. Stay at home. Unless you live like right next to a river that floods and you're going to die, then don't stay at home.
Well, also, I mean, from what I understand, everyone south of, like, I-10, you should probably get somewhere different than there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that's fair. I don't know. I always hate to tell people that they should leave because I don't know if they should. I'm not a weatherman. But all what I'm reading is that if you live south of I-10, you don't want to be in your house this weekend.
Yeah, that's probably a fair assessment. But there are places, like even growing up in Lamarck, as close as it was to the water, it just never flooded in certain places. And now that could obviously change. But, yeah, if you're on the island, it's always smart to get the hell off of there.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, and, you know, and again, if it's mostly flooding, then that's not as bad because those places do drain really well. What concerns me is always... with you get wind damage and people start losing electricity. Now, as I said, reading Stephen's article, that doesn't seem to be a huge – and that could change too because the storm keeps getting stronger, but that doesn't seem to be the biggest concern here. So if I got power and I got alcohol
– oh, I'm good. Yeah, I'm with
good.
You on that.
I can sit there and – I've got enough stuff on the DVR that even if I lose – satellite.
Yeah, if you lose service, you're still good. Yeah, I don't live in a floodplain.
Yeah,
so,
me
I
either.
Mean, it's – but there's a lot of people who do, you know,
yeah.
And if you know that your area floods, don't be that guy who's like, oh, I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
Yeah, because, and the thing is, you don't, we really don't know what areas of town are going to get it the worst. So if you're in one that has flooded before, man, nobody's going to fault you for just getting the hell out of town for a couple days.
What sucks is, normally, if there were a hurricane coming, my go-to plan is, I'll just go to Austin for the weekend. But Austin's supposed to get it, too.
Yeah, they're going to get a ton of rain there. But
there's no safe zone. You have to go to Dallas, and I would rather drown than go to Dallas.
Yeah, that there you drown, you don't turn around.
Right.
If Dallas is your...
If your only options are dying or going to Dallas, you just die.
Well, they're kind of the same thing. I mean, what's the difference?
You just die.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens, and I know people are freaking out over it and, you know, going and buying water, which, okay.
People get thirsty.
Yeah. You know, if you just...
There's going to be a lot of it falling out of the sky.
Yeah, I'd rather have the thing that is not falling out of the sky and go have whiskey. Because
yeah, that... You know, there's no hurricane that delivers whiskey to your
door. No, but that's one thing Harvey will deliver. And so you just, you know. 713-780-ESPN. Steven says, not true about south of I-10. Only immediate coast in mandatory evacuation is west of Galveston.
Okay.
So... I'm always of the opinion.
That's the other thing. You're going to hear different stuff from everybody.
Yeah.
So one weatherman saying everything south of I-10, that dude saying just the coast. All right. I mean, I guess you go do you. Whoever wants to, if you want to stay where you are, stay where you are. You want to leave, leave.
Yeah.
That's probably an irresponsible thing to say. But
well, it's if you're in an area that you know could flood. Go ahead and go.
I mean, everywhere could flood.
Well, technically, yeah. But like I had a friend ask me, hey, man, you want to come up to Dallas? Which, of course, again, no. But
pass. Hard pass.
I live in an area that doesn't really flood. My place is elevated. It's a good 5 feet above the road. And, oh, by the way, if we do get Armageddon flood, I got a second floor. I just go upstairs.
Yeah.
You know. So I think I'm all right where I am. I'm not too worried about it.
I mean, I guess like for you, like your garage could flood.
Yeah, then that would worry me a little bit because the car's in there.
Right.
And I'd have to move. If it started flooding, I'd have to move, like, my guitars upstairs, things like that. But otherwise, not a big deal.
Yeah.
Somebody says, perfect weekend for a trip to the Nugget. Good luck getting back, though, because...
Well, that's the other thing, yeah.
Because that thing's going to go that direction, allegedly.
Unless you take off Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. So, and Lamont has the other thing that I'm kind of panicked about. What sucks is we may miss Game of Thrones.
Well, I won't.
Probably not, no.
No, because I'll probably end up being here.
Yeah. But do they have it on the TV here?
I mean, I'll...
Oh, you got HBO Go.
I've got my laptop. Yeah. I'll do something.
Yeah. Well, that's... I could do that, assuming I have power.
Yeah. That's the good thing about Vegas. I've never lost power in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. If it gets bad into next week, you know, I assume if Sunday, Monday is really bad and people can't get around town, what we'll probably do is simulcast, like, Channel 13's weather coverage on the station. We've done that before. So, but if there's any way to get there and do the show Monday, we'll be there.
Yeah.
At least some of us will be there. Somebody will be there. And we'll keep everybody up to date on everything.
Yeah. Now, is Friday looking like safe space now?
It's looking like you're going to get some storms, but the bad stuff isn't going to come until
the weekend.
Yeah, like later Saturday and then mostly Sunday.
Okay.
So
so there's no way we're going to get on, you know, come over here tomorrow, get ready to do the show, and have Tyler say, oh, I couldn't make it in, guys, because
of
flooding.
No, that no, won't happen.
It should show up after you're off the air.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Well, I need it to show up
after. If you die after I'm off the air, I don't care. I mean, that's on you. But I need you to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all I'm really concerned about. That and you guys need to fend off that storm until about 11:50 p.m. Friday when my plane lands.
Well, I think we're just...
After that, I don't care.
We're going to leave the promo closet open so that way if people get stuck here, we got free snacks.
Hmm. 936 with another good question. What should people do about watching the fight? I know any satellite cable would be compromised. Any suggestions? I would hope that it doesn't get that bad during the fight. If you've already paid for it, especially, you might call your provider and see what your options are.
Yeah.
But ATF says, what worries me with flooding is all the damn snakes. Man, there was a dude walking around with a snake around his neck yesterday. And so I was curious because every night, what the hell's that about? And he goes, well, I just went over and bought it at a pet shop for $69. And some guy's already offered me $200 for it. He goes, by Friday, somebody will offer me $500 for the snake.
Why?
Because people get drunk and think it's cool to walk around with a snake around their neck.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I think it's a bad idea.
I think it's a terrible idea. I kept my distance. I don't want to be anywhere near that snake. Man, this is probably going to be my tamest Las Vegas trip ever, AJ. We were after the show, went and did the tournament.
Yeah.
And I tried a little product from out here and then slept like a champ.
You're talking about the devil's lettuce?
Yeah.
And it was quality?
It was quality, yes. It was very good. And like I said, it helped me sleep. Like, I haven't slept in this town for years.
I slept well last night because I didn't sleep the night before. So yeah. I knew I was going
to
crash.
Well, I still have problems sleeping out here. So I went to bed a little after 10 and slept till 6, a little before 6, I guess, and felt great. Got a bunch of work done today and spent about an hour on the phone with Southwest changing my flight.
Yeah, I may have to do that this
evening. And the problem with that is because this group booked all of us under one thing,
uh-huh,
it's really hard to change your flight individually because they have to separate you from it.
Okay.
And then they bought a certain type of ticket that doesn't always translate. But I managed to get it done, so.
Okay. Yeah.
But just a warning, you're going to be on the phone for an hour because it won't let you do it online.
Can't wait.
So can't you buy the fight on your phone to be safe and cast it to your TV?
Yeah. If cell phone service is that good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which.
If your power goes out, your Wi-Fi is going to go out.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. Hmm. But then again, I also don't want to watch a $100 pay-per-view on my iPhone.
Yeah, that's an awful lot of money to spend for that.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about – this is probably bad timing. If the hurricane leaves your floors looking dirty, Dirt-Free may be the guys to call to come take care of it. Guys, it's the summer special. For a limited time only, Dirt-Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's right, a free speed dry and a free room with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile, doesn't matter. The other guys, they leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens. That's not the case with Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free. Go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call at 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase. And throw in that free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet. With a thousand eyes in a
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Radio Row for McGregor Mayweather. And, we haven't talked a lot about the actual fight.
No. What I have noticed, there are a lot more people who believe in Floyd Mayweather or believe in Conor McGregor than I would have expected. So, I mean, take that for what you will, but and I'm not saying that I suddenly believe in Conor McGregor to win this fight, but there are a lot more people who are convinced that he is going to win than I would have expected by far.
Yeah, and not just fans. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of people around here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about in media. And not just, like former fighters. Demetrius Johnson, we'll play his interview a little bit later in the show. I talked to him today, and he seems convinced that Conor has a legit shot to win this thing.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of UFC guys who say that. I don't know how much they really believe it, but they're certainly saying it. So, I don't know.
That may be company line.
Yeah, and I'm...
And it may also be, like, the guys who fight MMA, they want to see their guy win. which makes sense. But realistically, I just can't picture it.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather made Manny Pacquiao look like just a guy. Manny Pacquiao is one of the best fighters in the world. One of the best boxers in the world. And Floyd Mayweather made him look like he did. I mean, he didn't know what he was doing. What's he going to do to Conor McGregor, who's never boxed in his life?
Yeah, I really think he's – well, and not just Pacquiao. I mean, some of the guys he's fought that are legitimate punchers, Canelo, for instance, just can't hit him.
Yeah.
So I just don't – I don't. And the only way that I could see Conor McGregor winning this fight is to somehow knock him out. And just if you can't hit him, how's that going to happen? I mean, but Steven says, if you think Conor wins, you bet money that Conor wins in round X for every round. The minimum's plus 1,400 and the max is plus 5,000. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't even go that far. If you really thought Conor McGregor was going to win the fight, I think it's got to happen in the first five rounds.
Yeah.
I think he has to get lucky. And he's not that kind of fighter. But I think once it gets past five rounds, he's going to be worn down.
Well, that wouldn't shock me. I think Conor McGregor is the guy we need to worry about with cardio. But, you know, I can't with a good conscience tell anybody to say, yeah, you guys should bet on Conor to win this way, because I still don't believe there's a chance he wins.
Yeah, and I wish I could argue with you on this, because and again, it's no disrespect to McGregor whatsoever. He's trying to do something that, you know, his what he's trying to do is incredible. Let's go take on one of the best fighters ever. Not at the top of his game.
Like, yeah.
Floyd, and when Floyd beat Manny was no longer at the top of his game. But, you know, go from a totally different sport in a short time and fight this guy and not embarrass yourself. And if he can do that, I think that's a hell of an accomplishment. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
I don't know that Floyd's totally cranked up for this, but I don't think he has to be. But
I will say, Floyd realizes that if he loses this fight, it taints his long-term legacy. And Floyd, no doubt, as it stands right now, Floyd Mayweather is probably one of the 5 to 10 best pound-for-pound boxers who's ever fought. If he loses to a guy who's not even a boxer, that affects his long-term legacy.
Of course it does. Suddenly,
50-0 is, that's magical.
That, and as much as people criticize his record and who he's faced, imagine what would happen after that. It's like, oh, he got Pacquiao when he was done. He got Canelo before Canelo became a better fighter. There'll be a lot of that kind of talk. And I also think it's a serious blow to boxing. Not just Mayweather.
I'm with you.
I mean, if one of your best can't beat a guy coming from MMA, then, I think it makes boxing look bad. And I think it's just win-win for MMA, because if he doesn't win, he's not supposed to.
Yep.
And look at all the attention it brought. And you always still have the arguments like, well, how long would Floyd last in the cage with him?
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't, no.
Floyd would never get in the cage with him.
No, because there's no benefit to that for him. Now he's making $150 million just to stand here and fight this guy. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see the, I don't know if you saw this, but there's an interesting update to the Russillo story yesterday.
Okay.
That I don't think at the time we knew this. Maybe we did. But when they found him in the bed, he was completely naked.
Oh, I didn't know that. That wasn't in the story that I had. That's great.
Yeah. with his pants pulled down around his ankles. So not only did he get lost, what was he doing?
I don't know. he was probably doing what guys sometimes do when they put their pants around their ankles, would be my guess.
What is that? Because I don't...
They pee in the bed.
Oh, so that's what he was doing.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So...
But I don't know for sure.
So he was naked Ryan Russillo peeing in the bed. I guess
possible.
That makes sense, yeah. So Jong is off to Colorado today. He apparently was just boarding the
Where
plane.
Where did he go?
He's in Colorado for a bachelor party.
For his own bachelor party?
No, not his own bachelor party. Someone else's.
Does Jong get more time off than we do?
Yeah, apparently.
I think so.
I think he takes more time off than we do. That's the difference.
Good for him.
Yeah, and he should. He's a hardworking dude. He works his butt off. But he'll probably have trouble getting back, too. This could be a real mess on Monday if none of us are able to get back. So, one other update for you. Jalen Strong's suspension, finally, he's exhausted all of his appeals. One-game suspension.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's not okay because it is week one.
Well, they need him, yeah.
Yeah, they actually could use him. But that's why sometimes you just take your punishment when it happens.
Well, I mean, what was the original punishment going to be?
It was one game, I think.
So what's the – I mean, it's not like a punishment got worse.
No, but if it would have been out of the way by now. The guy's there for the first week when you're down a receiver already. And you can't
– Yeah, I guess so.
You can't – I mean, you can't project stuff like that, obviously. But certainly would have been better off. Hey, can I tell you guys about a really cool event coming up? Our buddies at Whitmire's are having their five-year anniversary party Saturday, September 2nd. So the storm will be long gone by then, right? It's going to be from 12 to 6 at the distillery, live music, pig roast, whiskey-infused gelato. That sounds awesome. Galveston Island Cigar Company, college football kicks off with the Texans Liberty Tailgaters. It's $10 at the gate, or go on to the Facebook page for the event ticket link and use Uber promo code Whitmire's for $20 off your ride, which is what I'll be doing. So, 713-780-ESPN.
When is that event?
That is coming up on September the 2nd.
Okay.
Should be a week from Saturday.
All right.
Actually, that's a perfect date because it'll be a week after this and 2 weeks before the other fight.
Yeah, people need to get drunk.
Exactly.
On that day.
That's going to be a hell of a party. 5 years, man. They've been with us pretty much the whole time.
They have. You want to hear the latest on John Jones?
I would like to hear the latest on John Jones.
The USADA is coming out and saying that the substance indeed was turinabol, which is the substance that we talked about yesterday. Started with the East German Olympic team back in the 1960s and has seen a resurgence in over the last decade or so with high-profile failures in athletics, baseball, and MMA happening since the development of a more sensitive test for detecting the substance was introduced to WADA accredited labs over the past 5 years. Jones's agent still contends that the failure is due to tainted supplements, and the substance has indeed been found in several supplements by USADA over the past few years. But you're responsible for everything that you put into your body. That's just the way it is. That's fair or not, that's the deal. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if 3-year suspension is typically the punishment for a second offense, and that's what we're looking at here.
Well, I don't know what to say other than it's pretty stupid to get caught. And if it's tainted samples,
yeah.
I mean, how do you prove that?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can say I took this supplement, but I mean,
that's the Mexican meat defense, man.
It
is.
I
don't buy it, but 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And there's a hell of a lot more people in here today than there was yesterday.
Yeah, it is jam packed up in here.
They're messing with my internet.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, the dickweeds.
Oh no.
So,
man, if you find yourself hungry, and I would suggest going tonight or sometime after this weekend. I don't know. It may not be a great time to go this weekend, but the restaurant at Carbach is fantastic. And if you don't feel like cooking tonight, you've spent all day hurricane prepping, you want to go out and get a good meal before you're locked in for a little while, Carbach's a great place to do it. Houston Restaurant Weeks is going on. Executive Chef PJ Stoops has put together a 3-course menu that pairs really well with their beers. Eric's hand-selected several Carbach beers to complement each course. And you can get a 3-course meal with 5-ounce beer pairings for only $35. The proceeds benefit the Houston Food Bank, so it's good food, good beer, good price, good cause. Every day after 3 p.m. through September 4th, let Carbach take care of dinner one day this week. And whatever you're doing, when you're getting your supplies for the hurricane, you're going to need beer. It's a must-have scenario, especially if you've got kids. Being locked in your house with your kids is going to drive you crazy. You need to drink. Drink Carbach.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Las Vegas. This is called the Las Vegas Village, A.J.
Yeah, I guess they set this place up for events.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a portable, albeit I'm thinking it's not too portable.
No, and I'm also a little concerned about outdoor events. Like, I saw a list of stuff coming up, like concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could get
I know they're doing a bunch of stuff here next month for the iHeart Music Festival.
Yeah.
Which will be out here.
How many rounds does McGregor have to last for it to be a win from Steelers fan, Fan Juan?
For it to be a win?
Well, you know what he means. Not an actual victory. But to where people won't say, "Oh, it was a complete joke."
I don't know. I don't know what that number would be because it depends on what each of those rounds look like.
I think you'd have to go the distance.
I mean, if Floyd's just teeing off on him and Connor can't hit Floyd, then it's going to be a joke.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would think if he lasted the entire fight, that would be a win.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about the win to where,
but we're talking moral victories here in the worst way,
right? Where the kind of win where maybe there's some interest in Connor versus Maliani now.
Yeah,
maybe he goes a distance.
I don't know how interested I would be.
I would be interested in that, but there's people who would be.
713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776, and you know it's By the way, I just thought of this. How many times do you think that song is going to be played over the next 2 days as a rejoin at radio stations
know.
In Houston?
That was pretty hacky by Tyler, I got to say.
Yeah, especially since...
Well, shame.
Thank that, you.
Yeah, it's all right,
you
though.
Deserve that. You deserve that. That's okay.
It's all right.
Moral victory Sunday, someone... Yeah, I think that's what you're going to be looking at is some kind of moral victory. And I would love to see it be a competitive fight, but realistically.
Well, like I said, I'm all stocked up. I went and bought some beer today. I'm ready for this thing.
And you're gonna see it no matter what.
Right.
So there's that.
Oh, I meant for the hurricane.
Oh, well, yeah, but you won't have to deal with the hurricane most likely.
Probably not. But if it somehow reaches up here, I'll be prepared.
Tell you what, we've had a couple of pretty nasty storms here the last couple of days. When
yeah.
I went out for my run this morning, there was one, and weather's no joke this time of year. Lamont asked, now
it's so hot.
Yeah, it was.
It
well,
like,
actually, it was cool this morning because.
What time this morning?
I went out about 6:30.
Oh yeah, I don't get up that early, but like, I came here at 8:45. I recorded an interview and. I went running at 9 o'clock.
Oh yeah, it was.
Oh boy.
Well, by then that storm had gone off, and it was pretty cool because the sun was behind the clouds. It was actually comfortable, man. It was like 70s.
Yeah,
and it felt pretty good. But then, an hour later, I walked outside and, nope, wouldn't want to do that. I have one of the great non-headlines for you.
What do you got?
Report: Carmelo Anthony trade talks between Knicks Rockets are dormant.
Is that a report?
No, that is not a report.
That's nothing. That's not news.
Yeah. This is from Woj. You said Carmelo Anthony right now. Those talks have been fairly dormant between his. So that means there's nothing's changed. So that's a news story now. Well, that becomes a news story.
Thanks for the great update. Nothing's changed.
Dormant.
Thanks for the fantastic update. We needed that.
Do we really just have to get people to click on things? I mean, I clicked on it because I wanted to see if the headline was misleading, which it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was an exact quote. So now you don't have to read it. Eh, nothing's happening. There's nothing new. You know what yesterday was? Nothing happened. Nothing new.
Nope.
Day before that?
Nothing happened. Nothing new.
You know what Saturday's going to be? Besides?
Wet.
Stormageddon? Yeah. Nothing new.
Okay.
Do you think whoever named the Hurricanes was born in the last 20 years? I think they have some kind of book thing that they work on every year. It's like they know them for the next few years. But there are some, you know, how many Harveys do you know? Like first name Harveys.
Harvey Dent.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Not a real person.
Harvey Wallbanger.
Good drink, but not a real person.
Harvey Matt.
No, it's Matt. Oh, Harvey, comma Matt.
Yes.
Okay.
And Harvey Oswald.
Okay.
That's it.
And now this Harvey.
And Harvey, comma Hurricane.
Yeah. Or is it? Yeah. Yeah, okay, that works. If you are from up north.
So Harvey's technically the Hurricane's last name.
Well,
the first name is Hurricane.
If we do that, then there's like a Steve Harvey, too.
Steve Harvey.
So can we call the Hurricane Steve?
Oh, the jokes. If you remember Steve Harvey announced the wrong thing?
Yeah.
If it turns out this hurricane's like Bill, there's going to be so many Harvey memes. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm already predicting the bad jokes.
I know.
They're coming.
I do feel like for people who have moved here from the Midwest where you don't ever have to worry about hurricanes, I'll just tell you 95%, actually 98% of the time, they're way overhyped.
Yeah.
They try to scare the hell out of you, and then nothing winds up happening. However, there have been two instances in my lifetime where that hasn't been the case. One of them was Alicia in 83, and the other being Ike. And Allison was different because nobody expected much out of it.
But Allison was serious business.
Yeah, I just kept...
And it never even became technically a hurricane.
That was just a tropical... storm.
But that's why if you say, oh, it's not a hurricane, it's just a tropical storm. I never buy into that because sometimes tropical storms could be worse than the hurricanes.
Yeah, and what happened with that one is kind of what they're thinking can happen with this one, where it just came back and hit us over and over and over again. So
I'm against that.
Yeah, I am too. And
we should start an online petition to keep the hurricane from even coming to Houston.
Well,
what do you think, 100 signatures would get it done?
I think we'd need 200. But, yeah, if we just built that wall, it wouldn't have got past Mexico.
Yeah. Damn, you're right. Trump was right.
Yeah, what are you going to...
I don't think so. I don't think that would have blocked this hurricane.
But yeah.
Maybe we should build a giant wall that protects us from hurricanes.
I'm okay. We have that. Usually
and White Walkers.
It's called Florida. Most of the time, Florida protects us from these
Florida
things.
Florida missed this one,
didn't
they?
Yeah, because this one came up. That's what I was talking about the other day. Those ones that form right there.
They were too busy doing meth and...
Yeah, and, you know, stabbing each other's eyes out and stuff like that.
And having cheetahs in their living rooms and everything.
Yeah, sex with alligators, whatever it is they do. So, Voldemort tells me there's a world weather group in Europe that names them about 6 years out. And if the storm doesn't become big enough, the name goes back into the rotation 6 years later. But big storms like Allison, Katrina, Sandy have all been retired.
Okay.
So...
Will Harvey be retired?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm gonna go with maybe a strong maybe. All right, it's not what are the odds Wednesday, but I'll go probably 70% that he gets retired.
Okay.
Feeling strong about this one.
All right.
But but if you haven't gone through one before, the most important thing is just don't be out. Okay, this is my dumb story from Allison. Because we didn't know it was going to get bad again. We thought it had already gone through. So I went out to the racetrack, watched the NBA Finals, and bet on some races with some friends of mine. The wife at the time was out of town with the kid. Just one kid at the time. And so I decided I'm going to go to the track and drink with my friends. And suddenly it starts raining pretty hard. And raining and raining and raining. And so we switched from the TV. By the way, I won a bunch of money on Los Alamitos that night. we put the TV on, and it shows the big, you know, the big, all the flood levels and everything. And so we start watching that, and we realize, holy bleep, they've dropped like 10 inches on us here in an hour. And by then, we'd had enough to drink that we said, well, we're going home. I'm not staying here at the damn racetrack right. all night. So this don't do this. This is a very dumb thing. So I walk into the parking lot. The water is up to my knees. And so I go back in and say, there's no way we're getting out of here. And I'm like, nah, I had another drink. So, okay, I'm going to try again. The rain slowed down. Now it's up to about halfway up my leg, between my knee and my
When
my
was face. This?
This was Allison.
Jeez.
And so I walked to my – I had an Explorer at the time. Got in it, got it started, tried to go out the back. The water was coming up over the hood. Tried to go out the front. No way. So I go back in to tell everybody else, forget it, man. We're not getting
We're
out
all going
to
die.
Yeah. I turned around, don't drown, and I was telling them so that they didn't even have to turn around. Well, I get back inside there, and they're gone.
They swam for it.
And my friend drives like a Cadillac.
They took out a Navy SEAL like an inflatable raft.
Well, I don't know how he did it, but somehow he got out. So I figured, well, if he can get out in a Cadillac, I can get out in the Explorer.
You tried it? You didn't turn around?
I didn't turn around, and so I go out.
Actually, this was you turned around, and then you turned back around, and the second time you didn't turn back around.
I kept turning around and around, which is kind of a circle if you think about it. But I wound up somehow getting out the front entrance and going the wrong way up the Beltway feeder and getting on the Beltway and driving the wrong way down the Beltway.
That's illegal.
Back over to my – well, there's nobody else on the road because nobody else was that stupid until I got to a part where I could get on the right side, and I managed to get home. And my neighborhood there, which at the time was Meyerland, was also
– oh, it's flooded.
Not easy to navigate. It somehow made it home. And the next day I found out, they didn't get out okay. They had to be rescued.
Ooh.
And because they drove out the same way and the water came over the car. And, yeah, so don't do that. Don't be out. You know, just stay home for one weekend. I know it's probably sucks. You probably don't like your spouse or your family. But for one weekend, just stay in. And
Astros at home this weekend?
That's a good question. I thought they were on the road.
They're going to end up back in Milwaukee playing them.
Yeah. I thought they went on the road after this series.
But yeah, they're by the way, Angels. Friday, Saturday.
At the Angels?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. See?
They're not gonna hang in there with you guys with the bad weather. They're going to sunny California.
In fact, they'll probably be flying past me on the way home. So, they'd be leaving today, so they're going to get out and stay there. Good for the Astros.
Yep.
They're not going to get Ike this year.
Hey, Tyler, did you say something's supposed to be red?
Yeah, he did. He said, you might not be aware of this, AJ.
I'm not.
There's a fight.
Because I didn't even hear him.
Mayweather versus McGregor.
I am aware of that.
And if you want to get in on the action, and by the way, our buddy JOff288 has a real good betting guide on the site that you can go to. It'll tell you how to play the fight. You know you're going to watch it, so why not make it more interesting? MyBookie is an industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the hooks, jabs, and knockouts. It's fast and easy. They're focused on providing you a unique, personalized, and stress-free gaming experience. So if you're going to be stuck in all weekend, what better way to do it than put a few bucks in MyBookie and bet on the fight? And if you join now, how about this? MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. That's a 100% bonus. You put in 100 bucks, you got an extra 100 to play with. No hassle payouts, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. That's promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here, Radio Row in the Las Vegas Village here in Las Vegas, Nevada for McGregor Mayweather. I want to tell you to download the ESPN 97.5 app available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And just a couple of quick storm follow-ups, because Chris Whitmire says agreed 100,000% about the hype, but I think we're going to get some serious rain out of this one. Yeah, I think we are, and that's why I'm kind of saying, man, if you don't need to be anywhere, don't be there. Just stay home. I mean, especially once you get into Saturday, don't be the person that they have to go save because you decided you wanted to go buy a six-pack of beer. You forgot to get it. Don't be that guy. And then I'm from the Northeast, used to blizzards, not hurricanes. I live in the Kingwood area. How worried should I be outside a normal pick everything that can blow away up? Yeah, that's it. Just put your stuff in your garage and stay in.
My interwebs have stopped working, too, by the way. You're not alone.
I had to reboot. It's fine now.
Okay.
I think that's just because there's...
Like you restarted your laptop?
Yeah. Yeah, I restarted my laptop. Because, I mean, look how many people are here. It's not just here.
Too many damn people here.
Using the internet.
Honestly, there's too many people in the world.
Well, that's why we have Harvey to get rid of some of those people.
We need to purge some people. If only there were a way to pick and choose.
Who gets to pick and choose? I want in on this decision.
Okay. You're on the committee.
Okay, as long as I can be on the committee.
You're on the committee.
Yeah.
Unless someone else on the committee who's higher up chooses you.
Well, if it's
to be gone.
But if it's a committee, then...
There's a committee, but there's a hierarchy of the committee. You're...
I have to know who else is on it, whether or not I trust their judgment.
You're a low-tier entrant.
But you're on.
I mean, that's good. Like, only the top-tier people could get rid of you.
Like Donald Trump?
I'm the only top-tier person. So I could pick anybody. But for right now, you're pretty safe, I would say.
But how do you get to be the top-tier person?
Because I came up with the idea.
No, we've had that idea before. I've said many times, if I could just eliminate 20% of the world's population and you let me pick them, we'd have a much better world.
Yeah, but yours was you wanted to start a race war.
That's not true. That is not true.
I'm just kidding.
But I was going to get rid of some white people, yeah. Jeez. 713-780-ESPN. And we'll try to get Steven on the show tomorrow, kind of update us on where the storm is and who should be the most concerned. But, you know, don't want people panicking, but just be smart enough to be indoors and just quit going anywhere.
So I ran into Jonathan Snowden, who is an MMA writer for Bleacher Report, and he's here covering the fight.
Ed Snowden's brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is covering the fight for CNN this week as well. So I asked him if he's got some time to do the show. Sure. So we're walking back here, and SiriusXM guys, like, announce on the air, oh, guess who just walked up, Jonathan Snowden. And he's like, oh, man. He's like, what do I do here? And I said, I'll just go ahead and do this one first. But SiriusXM, like, just snagged my guest out of my hands.
So they just big-timed you.
Pretty much.
Okay, so when the purge comes. Well, I don't know. I like some of their channels. Maybe just those guys?
Yeah, well, just the people here.
Okay.
Probably just the guy. The chick's probably safe.
Okay.
The guy, though, for sure is gone.
All right.
He apologized, but it was like a fake apology.
Oh, it's like, yeah, he big-timed you is what he did. Yeah, he doesn't care who you are.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't care about anyone but himself and his show.
713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show.
Valentina Shevchenko walking around here as well.
Yeah, you've had several interviews with her.
Yeah, she's good.
She's got that voice I love.
Yeah, the Russian voice.
Yeah, but she can beat the crap out of you too. Which?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She definitely beat the crap out of you. Probably me.
Yeah, I'm certain of that.
Although you are a brown belt. I don't know what belt she has. We can ask her that if we get her on.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll ask her if she thinks she could beat you in a taekwondo match.
I'm pretty confident that she could, and I'm pretty confident I'd have a good time getting my ass kicked. So, hey, there's that.
How many stations or how many shows would you guess are out here?
Well, Now I'm going to have to do some math.
I don't want you to just count the tables because clearly there's more than one show per table.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm figuring these tables are probably averaging two shows a day.
Okay.
There's one, two, three, four.
About 30 tables?
About 30 tables.
60 shows?
Yeah, it's probably about that. Although they told us how many people they bring out, like 117.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with maybe 57 will be my number. 57 shows.
It's a strong guess.
Which, that's a hell of a lot. And it's kind of interesting to walk around and you see some of these guys and you think, wow, like in their market, they've got like a huge following and people love them.
Think about in comparison, you know, when we came out here for the, what was the fight we came for before Ward Kovalev? The last time we were in the
Chavez.
MGM. That's what it was. Canelo Chavez.
Chavez Jr.
There were literally maybe 10 stations.
Yeah.
Maybe. The Ward Kovalev fight, I would say there was probably 12.
Yeah.
And here there's over 60 probably.
Yeah, that's and I've got to tell you, Mayweather Productions has done a nice job here.
You mean Mayweather Productions and McGregor Productions. They're helping. It's being put on by both.
Oh, well, excuse me.
And the MGM Grand.
Well, the MGM Grand's always.
And Showtime pay-per-view.
Yeah, all of those.
And T-Mobile Arena. Speaking of, is Gina coming on?
She's going to have to do it tomorrow. You know how she is.
What?
Yeah.
She big-timed us?
Well, she's also kind of busy arranging for this fight and whatnot.
What is she busy? Busy with what?
Well, not only is it a fight, you've got that big three thing that they had to move around. So
yeah,
everything.
She's in charge of that?
Well, I think she's involved in it, yeah.
Ugh. She's got it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, she's a busy person, but.
I was thinking about going over and watching that big three thing tomorrow, but then I realized I'll probably just hate it. Mm. I don't know. I don't want to watch 3-on-3 basketball. I probably wouldn't have fun with it. Like, I went to like one or two Rockets games this year, and that's in my town.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to watch the big three. I don't know if I can bring myself to do it.
I bet if you watch it stoned, it'd be interesting.
Maybe so. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you've got a faded pool deck or a grayed out patio, these are your guys. They've got carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. Twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're Best Picks Report certified each of the last 5 years. This is a kind of company you want to do business with, guys. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay instead to get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. Jazz was still alive.